What's up, y'all, and welcome to my station. This is your girl, Ebony B, back for another episode of Mirror Talk. I am so excited to be here. It has been so long, and I just needed to hop on the mic. So welcome to Combos with Ebony B. If you are new, I'm your host, Ebony, and if you are a returning listener, hey, how are ya? I hope all is well. It has been a long 10 months about since I've last hopped on the mic and had Mirror Talk, so I couldn't take it anymore. It's not healthy for me to be away from the podcast. I have realized that my podcast is a safe place for me. It is a place of healing and revelation and creativity and inspiration. So it's not good for me to be away from it for as long as almost a year. That is wild. I am going to be breaking myself from the bad habit of being away from you all and looking to create more consistently when it comes to the podcast, because I really do have that much to say. I really do have that much to offer. So that is where my head is at. That is what I look forward to doing. And that's why I'm back today, back with a vengeance. And also, shout out to my global listeners. We are in almost like 40 different countries worldwide. We have audiences in France, Russia, Singapore, South Korea, Tanzania, Kenya, all over the world. And I'm just so grateful that you all are rocking with me after almost 8 years worth of documenting and producing and creating. So I am just oh so thankful for you all joining me. Now, I broke this podcast up into a couple of different segments. First, I'm going to do a recap, a get to know me. Then we're going to get into my life update. And then we're going to get into a brand update. And we're going to close the podcast off with a dating update. So with the recap, get to know me. So my podcast started in 2017. I had one of an old friend of mine. Well, he's not a friend currently. And actually, he's an old suitor. I'm going to call it what it is. He suggested that me and my roommate at the time start a podcast. And I was like, okay, that sounds like a cool idea. So I was eager to see like what that looked like. So I downloaded the app, tested it out. And when I told her, she was like, nah, like you got it, just do it. So I was like, okay, cool. So that's how I started the podcast. And why I started it, I was just like, I started my podcast at the same time that I started my lock journey. So I was just really committed to the journey, really committed to my growth and development and documenting what that looked like. There are a lot of things that have happened in my life that you all have heard here first on the podcast. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. And my faith has grown since then, since speaking it, and now just living it and seeing it is amazing. And I hope that you all have, you know, seen the growth as well and feel like you're growing with me as well. Who is Ebony B? Besides that being me, Ebony B is just a young, ambitious 20-something year old who wants to share her gift, in order to empower, inspire, enlighten, to make the world a better place. You know what I'm saying? To leave my legacy, to leave my voice, and to encourage others along the way as well. So that's who Ebony is. What have I done? So it's funny because I was actually nominated for an award this year. So shout out to All Things B Media. I didn't even get to the brand update with that one, but I was nominated for an award, an entrepreneurship award, and I had to write out like a resume of all of the things that I've done over the years. But yeah, let's just get into it. So not in addition to me having the podcast, I also am a transformational speaker. I host events. I host my own events, and I also can MC, have MC'd and hosted other organizations' events as well. My most popular event is my Back to School Empowerment event. And I did that for the last like 6 years or so. We are taking a break this year from event planning and moving into more of like a creation type of thing. I really want to challenge myself to create more and just do more with my platform and sharing my story on a more consistent basis. So that is what I'm focused on, and just making more content with All Things B Media. And I will share what All Things B Media is once we get into the brand update. So yeah, at the Back to School Empowerment event, we also did a give back project where we collected toiletry items for the Covenant House, and we donated those toiletry items to them. The Covenant House is a, I don't want to call it that, but it is a place for misplaced youth or youth who do not have homes or a place to stay at the moment, where they go and they receive resources and stuff like that. So we always gave toiletry items because when you don't have a place to call your own and, you know, you don't know what life is going to bring or where life is going to take you, having a toothbrush to call your own means a lot. Having body wash, a loofah, and what I've learned the most from dropping the products off is just having somebody that is thinking of you and enough to think about you and execute, you know, the project of getting the items to you. Like, all of the residents are always so grateful, so happy, you know, just want to listen to whatever I have to say. And it's not even like I go there with anything to say, like, oh, I'm gonna turn this into an opportunity to run my mouth. Like, no, but they just want to connect and are super grateful for that. So that is one of my favorite things. I will always collab with the Covenant House as long as I can. If you all have been following my story, you know I have a personal story in connection to the Covenant House, and I'm super grateful that I am in the position that I am to give and say their names and, you know, just give back. So that's awesome. And yeah, so let's get into this life update. So I'm in my second year of teaching, my second year in the classroom. I started out with middle school last year. Now I'm teaching seniors. My goal is to begin to teach adults. I do enjoy working with young adults, hence my Back to School Empowerment events. Like, that's my thing. I like working with students who are hungry or thirsty for what it is that I have to offer. Being in the classroom is like a give or take type thing. You know, I might have a few students that are connected or interested or, you know, locked in, and then majority of them are kind of like, you know, when is the bell gonna ring? But it doesn't matter, because those students that are receptive to what I have to say and that do make coming to work a great place, I appreciate them and I wish the best for all of them. So shout out to the class of 2024. Being a teacher has completely changed my mindset about who I am as a person. And I am forever grateful to my middle schoolers and forever grateful to my high schoolers, my young adults who are about to graduate in like 4 weeks. And it's just like, wow, like, I am a teacher to high school seniors. Like, that is wild. But it's a joy nonetheless. I got a new car in 2023, so that's pretty cool. I don't know if, I think I told y'all, I got into a car accident last year around this time, and 2023, a few months later, I got a car. So I'm really excited. I love my car and I'm super grateful to have one, to have transportation. And I also, I'm just grateful for that. Therapy. I was in therapy for a good chunk of 2023, I have a really dope therapist. Currently, I'm on a hiatus of therapy. My current therapist is like opening her own practice at the moment, so she's like getting her business together, and then when she's established, I will definitely go back over and support her. She gave me some really good like tips and resources on you know, what to continue doing, things that she saw that worked for me. She gave me an area of focus if I were to ever want to talk to a new therapist, to kind of like pick up in this area of my life and explore that more. And so that's that. I'm super grateful for her, and I can't wait to get back into my therapy sessions as well. Let's see, what else about a life update? Caring less about others' opinions. I am a former people pleaser, I would say. Like, not saying that I'm doing stuff like when people are looking. I'm not that type of girl. I don't really do things for attention or anything like that, but I would put other people's well-being before mine in a way, and I'm done doing that. I'm overdoing that. I have this mantra of 2024, like, I'm done being nice. I'll be a kind girl, but I'm not going to be a nice girl. I'm done being nice. Being nice is dangerous, okay? So, caring less about others' opinions, feeling myself a lot more. I have just been invested in me and connecting with me. My faith has grown tremendously, like, and when your faith or your belief in God grows, like, you walk different, you talk different. So, yeah, I'm feeling myself a lot more. Just being more present, I guess, with feeling myself. Yeah. So, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but I have. And I like it over here. I like feeling myself, just being more comfortable in my skin, comfortable in my decision making and my choices, and my confidence just is growing, and I love that for me, and I'm not gonna stop. It's not gonna stop here. The next thing I wanted to talk about was navigating friendships. Oh my goodness, these friendships. Oh my goodness. No, but I've learned a lot about friendships. I've lost some friends in 2023, some really close friends of mine I am no longer connected to. And I don't know, like, I've never really had a place or like had a friend or where I was just like, you know what, maybe not so much. You know what I'm saying? I've always just been like, all right, let's fix it. Let's just stick together. Let's just do that. But now I'm like, maybe not, you know, and if it's meant to be, we'll come back together. But the woman that I'm becoming, I just need all the space. I need all the space to be who I am, and I need to be surrounded by people who really, really, really want to see me win and want the best for me, and not only supports me in the present, but also, you know, sees where I'm going in my future and also supports that version of me. And I just, if it just wasn't that, then I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I'd rather be in a season of just pouring into myself and watering myself in that way. So yeah, this is the first time in my life that I've been like, I'm good on this. I'm good on this. You good, sis? I'm good, sis. We good, sis. But with that being said, I also have some really, really amazing friendships. I've been able to connect with some amazing women this year. I'm just going to shout out my friends really quick. The people that check on me, the people that call me, that want the best for me, that support me, that all of those things. But I want to shout out Erica, one of my childhood friends. I want to shout out K-Foy, I want to shout out KG, I want to shout out Jordan, Brittany Parks, Brittany C, I want to shout out, let's see, who else, Ayana, Simone, my friends that I made in college that are really growing with the woman that I am becoming. I'm super grateful for y'all ladies, love you all. I want to shout out my guy friends as well. Joey, even though we don't talk that much, but that's still my bro. Like, if I call, he'll answer. And answer pretty quickly at that. I appreciate that. And Terrell, I don't talk to him as often. But, and I don't even know if I'm saying his name right, but he knows my heart. It's like I heard his name said incorrectly and now I can't hear it correctly. So, love you, bro. Chandler, my line brother, Steve, I don't talk to Steve that often, but Steve helped me land my first role post-grad, so I'm like always thankful for him, appreciative of him. Chandler is still trying to see me at my best. He wants to see me live a life that I love, and so he's always pushing me professionally. He introduced me to my career mentor. Love Chandler. Like, the bros, I appreciate them. Who else? Henry Moses, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you for calling, for checking in, for pushing, for supporting. So sweet. I want to shout out Jude, my brother from Ghana. Jude, I appreciate just who you are, what you do, you know, keeping God first, the energy that you bring. I appreciate that. I'm really excited to collab with you further, you know, whatever that looks like, and just doing life with these people. Super duper excited. I forgot about Kaylin and Alexis. Shout out to the girlies from high school. It is just, I'm just grateful for what I have, and I feel like I had, those were a lot of names I listed, and like I said, I'm not even connecting with them every day, so I'm grateful for what I have and the friendships that I have. I know we were talking about outgrowing relationships, but the friends that I do have, I just pray that I have the capacity to keep watering you like you water me. So thank you so much. Love y'all. All right, the next thing I wanted to talk about was the importance of journaling. Journaling is huge for me. It's a way that I process my thoughts, emotions. Like, I love it. I have a business journal. I have a journal for just everyday thoughts. I have a journal for plans. I have a planner for every day, monthly. I have a prayer journal. I'm just journaling. And I also have gotten my students into the habit of journaling as well. They know that I take it seriously, and it's good to see them pushing through. Like, at first, when they first started, they were like, I don't know what to write about. But I'm like, just keep writing. And it's good to see them growing in that way. I have been continuing my professional development, I would say, in getting certifications and also joining professional organizations. So I joined the Association of Talent and Development earlier this year. I joined the National Sales Network organization this year. And with NSN, I'm already learning a lot about, you know, career, personal brand. So super excited that I joined this organization, this sales organization for sales professionals. I have a heart for sales. I don't know where life is going to take me in sales, but I've been in sales for the last 7 years, and I'm just excited to see what God does with that. And yeah, I can definitely say that in this season of my life, I have a sense of peace. When I say that peace is sitting on top of my head and going all over my body, like, it's just like a blanket of peace. Now, sometimes I do disturb that peace by overthinking about certain things, not trusting 100%, in God's plan for my life. And yeah, but overall, like, I have peace. Like, I am happy about the woman that I've become. I am happy about the decisions that I have made. And I'm looking forward to more prosperity and abundance. So, I've been traveling a lot more domestically. I know that I have a goal of traveling to 3 new countries this year. Currently, I'm planning on traveling to the first new country and also the second new country. So I already know 2 out of the 3 countries that I will be visiting this year. And I'm super excited about that and just to see the world. All right. Next, we have our brand update. So I have just been investing in the brand. We became an LLC. All Things Be Media. All Things Be Media is basically the parent company to Combos with Ebony B. So All Things Be Media is basically the producer for Combos with Ebony B. And in the future, you can see more podcasts being started under All Things Be Media. I got a new logo. Shout out to Bowdy for getting me this beautiful logo that I have, the new logo that you all see when you got the notification that I posted. We are also on YouTube now. I just enjoy the process of just documenting and creating memories and stuff like that. So I'm a lot more comfortable with just like recording myself living life versus recording a mirror talk. Okay. I would rather do mirror talk live than record mirror talk at this time in my life. But you know, pray for me. Well, not only if the prayers are good, you know what I'm saying? Actually, might as well just hold off on them. I'm good. Moving on. No shade, but nah, you can't have everybody praying for you now. Be for real. Building a team. Shout out to my team. Shout out to Britt. Shout out to Posey. Shout out to AV. Shout out to L. I have a media team. Shout out to TJ. It is so much easier recording and producing when you have a team. Right now, I am solo, and it feels good to record solo, especially like a mirror talk where we're really getting into the nitty gritty. But yeah, just super grateful for my team. I've been working on projects. So right now, I'm working on the Marriage Minded series. I interviewed 3 different couples, couple number 1, Akil and Ayana, couple number 2, Kaylin and Israel, and then couple number 3, Justin and Dynasty. Couple number 3, I recorded their interview, but the wind was doing way too much. So I'm going to actually re-record that video with them, and then we will like be closing out the series. I love these couple stories. It was super fun to record and like sit down with everyone. If you have not heard these couple stories, make sure that after you finish this episode that you go tune in to those interviews. They are awesome. They are awesome. What to expect? I would say a lot more audio and visuals and just being on various platforms. What is it? Cross creating, cross posting, something like that. So I'm going to be just posting more on different platforms. Like I said, we are on YouTube right now. I've been posting YouTube shorts. Took a break from the vlogs. I'll get back to it. I really just want some new equipment. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, but I'm doing what I can with what I have until I get that new equipment. And when I do, it's going to be lit. We have hit over 11,000 plays And I am so excited because you all gave me 11,000 plays without even being consistent. And I'm just so thankful that you are rocking with me the way that you rock with me. So shout out to y'all. We are hitting new numbers, hitting new levels. Like, I'm done, like, slowing myself down. Like, don't y'all know that we can be our worst enemy? We can be the piece that's actually in the way, the moving piece that is in the way from God blessing us, from being on the other side of answered prayers, is the work that we have yet to do. God can only move so much if we are only moving so much. Like, we have to be fearless and faithful to what God has called us to do. And that is the season that I'm in, being fearless and being faithful and being consistent and staying disciplined and being hopeful and being vulnerable and being transparent while working, while pouring. And I'm just excited for what's next. I'm excited for my next. I'm excited for your next. And I hope you are excited as well. All right, y'all, we are going to jump into the last segment. I truly hope that you all have been enjoying this episode thus far. And like I said, I will be coming back for a more consistent presence on the podcast, giving you things as they come in a more realistic time period. Or not realistic time period, but like posting schedule where you all can actually grow alongside of me. That would be ideal. That would be ideal. There was something that I wanted to tell y'all and it slipped my mind. Oh, this is actually my second time recording this podcast episode. The first time was on Sunday. And then I got some feedback from my day one listeners. And so I am applying the feedback right now, you know, being coachable, you know, being coachable. So I hope you all are enjoying. But like I said, let's close out the podcast talking about my dating life. Yay. I'm just kidding. I actually don't like talking about my dating life like that. But I feel like it is just so unique. And it's also a testimony as well. So I do share it when I have the opportunity or when it's relevant. Man, where do I want to start? Okay, let's start with this weekend. This weekend was incredible. I was just experiencing God in a way that I've never experienced him before. Friday with prayer, worship, a very intimate setting with women that most of them I had never met before. And while I was there at this intimate event, I received a prophetic word about my love life. And I was just in awe that God answered me like that, because I had some things on my heart, some things I wanted him to address. And I was basically going to that event with expectation that I was going to hear from God. And I did hear from God. And so basically the pastor that had a message for me, she was basically like not even telling me what to do, but she was just like, I don't know. Why am I like hesitant on telling y'all? I'm not going to tell you exactly what she said, but just know that I am in a season of preparing to meet my partner, like straight up my husband, my partner. I'm in that season. And I'm in it. I'm working, I'm expecting, and I am trusting God. And I battle with that every day because, man, like, trusting God is not as easy as people make it out to seem. You just want to know, like, what is the answer? What is the time? But that's not the way that it works. And so, Yeah. So basically within that prophetic word that I also received on Friday, she told me, she said, don't go back, don't go back. And at first I thought I knew what she meant by that, but it wasn't until the next day, Saturday, when one of my ex-suitors came back he came back into my life. He FaceTimed me on Saturday when I was looking good, feeling good. He FaceTimed me. And he was telling me how we are both going, I don't even want to mention that, LOL. I'll mention that later. But both of our birthdays are in May, and he was telling me where he was going for his birthday. I'm like, I know you lying, because that's where I'm going for my birthday. Y'all, why are we missing each other by a day? By a day, we are missing each other. And this man, he is in a relationship, number one, okay? He is in a very, 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 very committed relationship. But he was just running that mouth about how we were meant to be together, giving me different ultimatums on how I can have him in my life. He was like, I'll be a business investor, a business partner. And I was like, oh, word? Like, word? And it wasn't until I got home that evening when I put two and two together about what the pastor said on Friday about not going back, to him actually calling my phone, giving me an ultimatum on how I can have him in my life while he is still in a committed relationship. And I'm just like, I'm not falling for the temptation. And also, when he told me that he was going to be or traveling to the same place for his birthday and we were missing each other by a day, I was just like, that is nobody but God, because I know that he would have been tempted to see me if I was there, to hang out, take me out, whatever the case may be. But God just removed all of that temptation by the choice of the date, the choice of the date that I chose, the choice of the date that he chose. So I was just like, thank you, Lord, for divine protection, because that's not who I want with me on my birthday trip. Like, what am I going to do with that? What am I going to do with that? That's not what I want. And when I want a business partner, business investor, I want that all in one man. My man, not our man, sis. Like, no, not in the era of sharing men. Absolutely not. And so I was just super grateful that God basically told me, like, look, I'm finna tempt you and you better say no, okay? So I was just like, all right, God. And then on Sunday, I had an interaction with, I wouldn't really call him a suitor. He didn't do much of pursuing, but an old crush of mine, I would say. And we just knew, like, there's an attraction there, but we just knew that, like, we are not for one another. And it's weird how, like, we said it and both, like, I had peace about it. But there was a version of me or a point in time where that would have driven me crazy to know that there's a man out there that is attracted to me, but not doing anything about it. But now with this wisdom that I have and this experience that I have in dating, I'm like, that's okay. That's okay. You're learning what's for you and what's not for you. And so I just had a certain peace about that. And the way that I encountered God this weekend through my dating life was just like something I've never experienced before. And it just really made me want to record, because I'm like, if God is about to do something in my life pertaining to my love life, I want to update the podcast and I want you all to know what God is doing. He's in the blessing business. Number one, he's in the blessing business. Number two, he hears our prayers. And number three, our faith has to match our desires. And what do I mean by that? I mean, if you desire a husband, your faith should match that God will meet and exceed your expectation for that. And God can't meet and exceed if you are dibbling and dabbling, number one, with somebody else's man, and number two, with a man that's not for you. Like, how many times you gonna let a man tell you he don't want you, sis? LOL. You know, definitely talking to the older version of me. And that's the thing, for ladies who are listening, like, men are not, when they are not direct about what they want, they're also direct about what they want. Like, if you're not, and I know that, you know, sometimes, you know, a man's word is, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but it's the things that he doesn't say as well in some instances. And like I said, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for all of my suitors. One thing that I've realized in this season as well is that I actually date husband material. I have about 1, 2, 3 suitors. I guess I'll include him. Four suitors who are married that I know of from like my lifetime. And what that told me was like, okay, Ebony, like they see you as wifey material and you see them as husband material, but it's just not for you, you know? And it gave me also confidence in my decision-making of the men that I date, because I am not a bitter Black woman when it comes to dating Black men. The men that I date, top tier. Like I said, they're husband material. They're kind, they're generous men. Some of them were. And I remember one of my suitors, I believe he got married like last year or something like that. And he actually called me. I didn't even know he was in a relationship, but he called me, he gave me my flowers. And then weeks later, he pops up engaged. And he just was calling just to let me know that, like, it wasn't me. And it was just really beautiful, like something I had never experienced before. And I think that was last year around this time, actually. And I was just super grateful that he called me just to give me my flowers. That was just super encouraging. So those are the type of men that I date, just generous men. They're not perfect, but they're good. And so I'm going to keep trusting and keep believing in God that my good man, that the man for me is also preparing for me as I am preparing for him. And when the timing is right, baby, turn us up, LOL, in Jesus' name. But it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time. And so yeah, y'all, that is pretty much the end of the podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. If you are not following me on social media, make sure you do that at Ebony B, Ebony B on YouTube, and All Things B Media. Make sure you're following the house, the home for Combos with Ebony B at All Things B Media. And until next time, it's your girl Ebony B. I almost said it. But before I leave, I want you all to stay encouraged, stay blessed, keep going after the life that is in your heart, that is in your head. You deserve to live that life. And there is a version of you that is living that life. So keep watering her, keep giving her oxygen, keep going for walks, keep talking to her, keep loving on her, keep supporting her until your dream is your reality. And with that being said, it's your girl Ebony B, and I'm signing out.